Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden packs his bags for a meeting with world leaders in Europe, he's scheduled to make one more trip to Capitol Hill Thursday morning and push his social spending bill. At this time, how to pay for it has been a major stumbling block. Independent Bernie Sanders late Wednesday night.
To my mind, there is no way. I mean, I think we got revenue issues and everything else. I don't like them. Unless something is taking place that I don't know about, I don't think that is the case. It's not conceivable to me that we're going to have a deal today.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin.
You know, there's a lot going on with that, and it's very convoluted. I believe there's going to be, everyone's going to pay. I believe that we will end up where everyone must participate.
Crews are working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of New Englanders who woke up in the dark Wednesday after a powerful nor'easter dumped heavy rain and falling trees down power lines. Storms will continue over the next couple of days. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says nearly 500,000 homes and businesses lost power at some point. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As America's threats build better warring technologies, U.S. leadership is focused on inclusion and global warming. Tim Berg reports.
The House Intelligence Committee held a hearing on Wednesday discussing diversity and inclusion in the intelligence community. Ranking member Republican from California Devin Nunes says the effectiveness of the military and national security agencies will suffer when merit is devalued in favor of other considerations.
Unfortunately, we can't counter hypersonic missile launch with better pronoun usage and a deeper understanding of white rage won't rescue Americans stranded in Afghanistan. I'd argue that woke obsessions are the proper jurisdiction of faculty lounge Marxists, not our national security agencies.
The congressman adding, America has real enemies who mean to do us harm and don't care about global warming, gender, or race.
We are USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan is troubled that the Attorney General of the United States has put the Department of Justice onto parents for exercising their First Amendment rights. Mr. Jordan on Newsmax Wednesday.
Well, what he didn't tell you in that answer he gave in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today is he didn't tell you that the only reason he did the memo was because of the school board's letter to the President of the United States. That was the catalyst. That was his only evidence, because we asked him that question. Was there any evidence, any data that you used to make this decision to do this? The only evidence was the school board's letter that they've now apologized for actually sending. They apologized in one paragraph 2 times. You never see that. We regret and apologize for the letter. We apologize for the strain this has caused you at local school board. So much strain that you've had now the State of Ohio School Boards Association pulled out of this organization, as have other school board associations in several other states. So this is the concern, the chilling impact this will have on First Amendment activity of moms and dads showing up at a school board meeting saying, we don't like this racist, hate America curriculum taught to our students, taught to our kids. That's what this is about. And the fact that he won't rescind it, which is frankly the only right thing to do, I think is very troubling. And we're going to keep, every single Republican, Bob, on our committee signed a letter to the Attorney General yesterday asking him to rescind this memo. I'm so glad that Senator Grassley asked him that same question. It's unfortunate that he gave the wrong answer.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton told Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday he needs to resign. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Hang in there. It's okay. Look, I have faith in the American people. I really do. We just have to get all these things that are in the way and interfering with the natural course of our humanity. Because I believe that in and amongst us, we can right this ship. But we've just got to, I guess, create some distance from some people who, and these powers that be, that think they know better than common sense Americans. I've said this time and again, I believe the people in flyover country, are just kind of looking up and going, wow, this is like a reality TV show. And it's absolutely free, but it's a disaster. And we feel for the people who are having to endure the insanity of today's 21st century America. We've got Dr. Anna Lemke with us, and her new book, Dopamine Nation. Boy, I'll tell you, it really hits the spot here. It's finding balance in the age of indulgence. A little bit of her background here. She's the medical director of Stanford Addiction Medicine Program, and she's the program director. I should say Stanford Addiction Medicine, the program director for the Stanford Addiction Medicine Fellowship, and chief of the Stanford Addiction Medicine Dual Diagnostics Clinic. She's the recipient of numerous awards for outstanding research in mental illness, for excellence in teaching, and for clinical innovation and treatment. Dr. Lemke, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this book and your findings. I mean, this is so commonsensical, what you've presented in this book, Dopamine Nation. Why did you have to write this book?
You know, I really felt compelled to write this book because I was seeing more and more people coming in with depression, anxiety, body pain, and yet these were people who really had access to all of the sort of fruits of our labor, good education, a safe housing, enough money. And so I really wanted to communicate to the American people what I think is kind of at the root of this growing rates of anxiety and depression, not just in the United States, but in rich countries around the world.
And I'm glad you said root, because that's where I go to immediately. My own brain takes, when I was dealing with cancer, the doctors would tell me, that's surface stuff. I want to know what caused it. What is at the root of all this? So as you were researching, what kept coming out and saying this is the root problem?
Well, essentially, I think that by understanding the neuroscience of pain and pleasure, which has made huge progress in the last 75 years or so, we can really appreciate why we are seeing growing rates of depression, anxiety. And the answer is counterintuitive. It's not what people think. And essentially, that neuroscience boils down to these kinds of fundamental principles, that it turns out that the same parts of the brain that process pleasure also process pain. And that pain and pleasure work like opposite sides of a balance, like a teeter-totter in a kid's playground.
Mm-hmm.
And when we experience pleasure, that balance tips one way. And when we experience pain, it tips another. But one of the overarching rules governing that balance is that it wants to remain level, and it will work hard to restore a level balance, or what's called homeostasis. So this is all winding up to the way that the balance restores homeostasis once we've deviated from neutrality. For example, if we eat a piece of chocolate or play a video game or, drink alcohol, we get a tip to the side of pleasure. But in order to restore the balance, it needs to tip an equal and opposite amount to the side of pain before coming back again. So in other words, when we bombard our reward pathway with dopamine, which is our pleasure neurotransmitter, we essentially compensate for that by going into what's called a dopamine deficit state. And this feels just like depression and anxiety. So the depression and anxiety that we're seeing growing in this country is because really we are all ingesting too much pleasure, more than our primitive brains were evolved for. And as a result, we're having to compensate by downregulating our own dopamine transmission and our own dopamine production.
So how do we find this moderation?
Well, to find moderation, the first step is really a period of abstinence from our drug of choice, no matter what it is, whether it's pornography or cannabis or video games or social media. We need to take a break from it. And that break is necessary in order for the brain to start to create its own dopamine again and get back to normal baseline levels of dopamine transmission. Because without that, the only thing we're interested in is our drug of choice, and everything else sort of seems impoverished or uninteresting. So that fasting period of approximately 30 days is necessary to restore homeostasis and upregulate our production of dopamine. And then once we do that, we can go back to using our drug in moderation, at least most of us can, as long as we put self-binding strategies in place. And self-binding strategies are really just barriers between ourselves and our drug of choice.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully that we've learned in the process during this fasting period, as we analyze the plus and minus effect of what we're experiencing and realize that we need to bring in, some restraints, maybe accountability, some outside interest, people who can help us along, right?
Yes, exactly. So when we're chasing dopamine, it's very hard to see true cause and effect. But when we get away from it and give ourselves a break, we're able to look back and say, oh, wow, that's really not consistent with my values, or that's not really how I want to live my life, or, wow, I hadn't realized that, my video game playing or my pornography use was taking up so much time and really interfering with, the way that I want to parent, or the way that I want to, be present at work, or the way that I want to take care of my body. So it's really that break that allows us to get that perspective, to realize that we have a problem. And then if we, decide we want to go back to using, it's again, setting up kind of accountability. You make a great point. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I actually prescribe to patients is what I call radical truth telling, where, I recommend that they try to go that whole month without telling a single lie, which turns out to be really, really hard because we're all natural liars.
Right.
So to try to go through your whole day and not lie at all, it actually takes intention, and effort. But it's really helpful, because when we're telling true stories about where we've been and what we've done, first of all, it becomes real to us in a way that it otherwise wouldn't. And it just holds us accountable to our past and future selves. It holds us accountable to other people. Mm-hmm. And we're less able to be like lost in that waking dream of addiction, where we're pretending like we're not really doing that thing that we're doing.
Yeah, this reminds me of Benjamin Franklin, what he did in embracing a value. He would take a value, in his case, I think it was a week, one value a week, and he'd really focus on that value. And I've kind of adopted something similar with in my belief system as a man of faith. I am doing a deeper study in the fruits of the Spirit. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, that. And so I've taken one fruit of the Spirit to really focus on that. During this 30-day period, you say, okay, I'm not going to lie. And then you realize, how subtle we do lie. In this particular case with the fruit of the Spirit, I mean, today I'm dealing with goodness. So you first have to understand what goodness represents as a fruit of the Spirit. It's that which is holy and righteous. That's which represents God. And so it really puts it in a context
yeah.
that really ups your game and understanding. And in a sense, this is what you're doing here as well with telling the truth. And then you realize, wow, I've been living in an area of gray where there's really not black and white, and maybe I need to return to that area of black and white. Quite interesting. We've got more from Dr. Lemke after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Her new book, Dopamine, Dopamine Nation, Finding Balance in the Age of Indulgence. Dr. Lemke, we were just talking off air about what we were able to see and experience during this COVID lockdown, this pandemic that we've been exposed to. And in some cases, it has really promoted our dopamine hunger and thirst and escape because of, what this pandemic has done to us.
Yeah.
And, I'm not even sure people are even thinking about balance. They're just thinking, oh, my, am I going to survive? And this is the challenge when fear enters in. Boy, it really causes us to, let go of the norms and regularities that would have us, hold to that balance, as you say. And it maybe promotes more indulgence, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, COVID was a fascinating double-edged sword because for many of my patients, it was actually an opportunity to move toward wellness. They were not having to commute. They had more time, and they really took it as an opportunity to get better, either to get into recovery or to take care of their bodies or just to kind of get more balance in life. But it's also very true that for many individuals, it became a time of incredible vulnerability because all of a sudden you didn't have to get up in the morning, or if you did go to work, all you had to do was roll out of bed. There was the refrigerator right there. And we know that alcohol consumption, cannabis consumption, anti-anxiety medicine consumption all increased during COVID. But, the problem is that although these kinds of feel-good substances and behaviors genuinely kind of relieve depression and anxiety in the moment, the cumulative effect over time is that they actually make us more depressed, more anxious, more fearful. And again, getting back to that pleasure-pain balance, what happens, the fundamental difference between things that are addictive and those that aren't is that things that are addictive release a whole lot more dopamine, our pleasure neurotransmitter, in the brain's reward pathway. And immediately the way that our brain reacts to that is to downregulate dopamine levels, not just a tonic baseline, but below baseline, so that we go into this dopamine deficit state. So when we're constantly, eating high salt, sugar, fat food or drinking alcohol or smoking or doing pornography or watching video games, we're essentially bombarding our reward pathway with high levels of dopamine, which our brain says, oh, my goodness, I've got to stop making my dopamine. I've got to stop. I've got to take my dopamine receptors and bring them inside the cell so that I can compensate. And then the result is that we actually become depressed. We become anxious. The universal symptoms of withdrawal from any addictive substance are anxiety, irritability, insomnia, depression, and craving, which is intrusive thoughts of wanting to use.
Mm-hmm. So what is it then? We just we become dopamine deprived, even though we have some stored up and we just can't get enough of synthetic dopamine, so to speak?
Okay, so it's a great, great point. Thanks for asking that clarifying question. We all release dopamine all the time. So we have a tonic baseline level of dopamine that we release in our brains. It's made in our brains. When we do something, use an intoxicant or a highly pleasurable substance or behavior, because behaviors can be addictive too, what happens is that our brain, those things bind to receptors in our brain, and that releases a whole lot of dopamine all at once. So dopamine levels go above baseline firing. But remember that pleasure-pain balance, the brain does not want to stay at that elevated level. It can't maintain that elevated level. So it starts to stop making dopamine and to bring dopamine receptors inside the cell so it can't bind dopamine. So essentially, we go not just back down to baseline levels of dopamine. It's not like we use up our dopamine and run out. We actually go below baseline levels of dopamine. So that tonic level of firing goes below. It slows down. We're firing less dopamine. And that is this dopamine deficit state that really is akin to depression or anxiety. That's what causes that feeling of craving, because the body wants to be balanced. It wants to go back to homeostasis. It wants to go back to tonic baseline levels of firing. That's like a universal biological imperative. And so the key is, again, every pleasure has a cost, and that cost is pain. Every increase in dopamine levels has a cost, and the cost is decreased or sub-threshold levels of dopamine. So by continuing to bombard our reward pathway with dopamine, we pay a huge price for that.
Yes.
And the price is chronic anxiety, depression, craving, insomnia, inability to pay attention. So the answer is not to, you know, go and like try to find some other solution for the anxiety and depression, but instead to cut out those highly rewarding feel-good drugs and behaviors so that your own dopamine can reset itself.
Yeah, and this during this period of time and fasting, I think this is so important for people to journal, right? And to take note of what's happening in their bodies, what their mind is dealing with. This can be quite revelatory, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's good to be able to observe all of the suffering, because when we first stop our drug of choice, it's terrible. We have insomnia. We have anxiety. I know I got addicted to romance novels, and when I cut those out for a month, I couldn't sleep at night because I had unlearned the art of falling asleep. I just had a patient who told me that cutting out cannabis, he started to have terrible nightmares. You know, for the first 2 weeks, he had these horrific, vivid dreams. Why is that? Because our brain is in a dopamine deficit state, right? It's craving dopamine. It wants us to use that drug again. That's that physiologic imperative. But instead of doing that, we have to resist using the drug and let time alone heal our brains by upregulating our own feel-good hormones, our own endogenous opioids, cannabinoids, serotonin, norepinephrine.
The incredible miracle of all this is that as we have wired our brains in receptors toward dopamine, we can rewire our brains to find that balance, can't we?
Yeah, so that's really the thing. Our brains are really like muscles, and they preserve an enormous amount of plasticity throughout our lives. We used to think that, you know, all the neurons that you were born with were all the neurons that you were ever going to have, but we've learned in the last, you know, 50 years that there is neurogenesis, or the creation of new neurons throughout life. It slows down, certainly, but we have neurons throughout life. So recovery from addiction, or even just getting over compulsive overconsumption, which we all struggle with today, is really about retraining your brain and, you know, stopping that drug and depriving those neural networks that we have been overusing and overfixated on, and instead directing blood flow and directing electrical circuits to new neural circuits. There's a saying, you know, in neuroscience, what wires together fires together. So that what that means is really, you know, the thoughts that we have and the behaviors that we engage in habitually strengthen neural circuits, and those neural circuits then, you know, kind of get a life of their own, kind of like grooves of a wheelbarrow, you know,
exactly,
in a field, right? Mm-hmm. So, and once you've made those grooves, it's hard to get out, right, and make new ones, but that's essentially what we have to do to overcome the problem of addiction and compulsive overconsumption.
So we're back to As a Man Thinketh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is really why I liked your practice of, you know, focusing on one value at a time. Because, first of all, it simplifies things in this age of information overload. But also it's just a very good focused mental practice that strengthens those neural circuits around that particular value. Because what we spend our time thinking about is essentially what our brains become. And what our brains become is who we are.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this is more than fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you're catching what Dr. Anna Lemke is sharing with us. You know, I would want for all of us to reach that state of homeostasis where we are balanced. And can you imagine, I mean, what a great time to exercise our own psychology, our own mentality, our own brains in this age of indulgence where we're getting bombarded with these things that are just going to hype up our dopamine and serve us not very well. It's rather destructive. But I know that you want to be the best yourself, you know, be the best version of yourself. And this is a great first step. Get your hands on her book, Dopamine Nation. This will enlighten you and challenge you immensely. And that is my prayer, is that you will arrive at that place of balance. Dr. Lemke, thank you for being with us.
The way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden packs his bags for a meeting with world leaders in Europe, he's scheduled to make one more trip to Capitol Hill Thursday morning and push his social spending bill. At this time, how to pay for it has been a major stumbling block. Independent Bernie Sanders late Wednesday night.
To my mind, there is no way. I mean, I think we got revenue issues and everything else. I don't like that. Unless something is taking place that I don't know about, I don't think that is the case. It's not conceivable to me that we're going to have a deal today.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin.
You know, there's a lot going on with that. It's very convoluted. I believe there's going to be, everyone's going to pay. I believe that we will end up where everyone must participate.
Crews are working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of New Englanders who woke up in the dark Wednesday after a powerful nor'easter dumped heavy rain and falling trees down power lines. Storms will continue over the next couple of days. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says nearly 500,000 homes and businesses lost power at some point. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, right there, by the way, even like this most recent interview with Dr. Anna Lemke, that'll be posted on our website. You can download it, share it with your friends, neighbors, review it, just as a tutorial and a reminder of these important points that she made. Just absolutely brilliant. I mean, what a blessing. Medical director of Stanford Addiction Medicine, program director for the Stanford Addiction Medicine Fellowship, and chief of the Stanford Addiction Medicine Dual Diagnosis Clinic. She knows addiction, right? I mean, it's quite obvious, and understands what we're dealing with in this age of indulgence here in this culture. Dopamine Nation, powerful, powerful book, and understanding the wiring of our minds. And you know, the good news is that, you know, we created our minds to think a certain way and have fallen into these addictions and become dopamine dependent and addicted. And then we run into dopamine deficit. And that's where you got this increase of, you know, of frustration and depression that's going on. I'm sure contributing to the rise of suicide that's going on. But this is what's happened, you know, in this indulgent nation that we have. We're just so consumeristic, and it's all about me and having it our way and that sort of thing. And, you know, we need to learn to deprive ourselves a little bit to find this balance. And her remedy, her solution, doing a 30-day fast of these things that you find yourself addicted to. So you're going to have to pause for a minute and do some self-analysis and say, okay, what are the things that I'm driven to? What are the things, well, what's my go-to item when I'm feeling down? What's my chocolate, you know, so to speak here, that I need to discover? And, you know, pause, hit the pause button and go through a 30-day fast of
elimination of these things. I mean, and you'd be surprised what it is. I mean, even for her, it was like romance novels, you know. I had to chuckle a little bit. Here's this, you know, brilliant woman. Yeah, she can be subjected to something. And we all have addictions, you know. That's what it is. We all have these proclivities that, without restraint, we can get ourselves in a lot of trouble. But this is quite the reveal. Courtney Ellis is going to join us here in a few seconds. Her brand new book, Happy Now, speaking of indulgent, let playfulness lift your load and renew your spirit. I mean, this is kind of what this hour is about the renewing of our mind and renewing of our spirit. Courtney says, you know, and she asks you, when was the last time you felt really, truly happy? If you've ever longed to leave your exhausting days and fretful nights behind, look no further. This new book, Happy Now, let playfulness lift your load, renew your spirit. She's here, the author, speaker, and mom of three. And if she can do it, as a mom of three, if she can do this, I mean, you know, this should be an encouragement for us all. Courtney, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, Happy Now, interesting title. And because that's what we want. I always tell people that we live in this microwave generation that stands in front of a generation and yells, hurry up. It just cannot be fast enough, right?
That's so true. We're in a hurry to be in a hurry.
Yeah, exactly. But it's okay that we can be happy now. You almost suggest that it's as easy as flipping a switch.
So the beautiful thing about playfulness is that it does a lot of the work for us. So that's what the book is about. It's not about instant gratification. It's about accepting God's gift of play. And we can play for 10 seconds, and even that 10 seconds has outsized benefits for our lives.
Well, you know, and I think that's one of the things we lose as adults. I mean, you're a mom of three, and you watch little kids, and, God, they're just naturally playful, and you just enjoy, you know, just kind of observing them, you know, vicariously. But how can we as adults, you know, participate in playfulness? What does playfulness look like as an adult?
Yeah, it's so true. Kids are natural experts at play, but as we grow up, we tend to become more serious, and that seriousness can bring with it its own sort of unhealth as we walk away from play, because play brings us joy, it brings us connection, it brings us greater innovation and creativity. So much of it is just accepting God's invitations to play, giving ourselves permission to play, that often when we take things a little less seriously, we can think more creatively, solve problems better, have more energy for the hard tasks ahead of us.
It lightens the tension, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. We've learned, I work on the staff of a pretty big church, and we've learned that we have these serious staff meetings, and they're important to go over the work that God is doing and what God is calling us to. But also, once in a while, we all need to go for a walk together, or we need to get coffee, or we need to go bowling. And those relationships that deepen and form over laughter help us to do the work that God has set before us.
So every once in a while in these meetings, you just put a big clown nose on your face and people kind of just look up and, you know, I could just see that happening,
totally.
Courtney. You're right. I mean, it's like, you know, go ahead.
No, we did a meeting where we celebrated some of the things God has been doing, and we handed out just these cheap little noisemakers to everyone. And by the end of the meeting, everyone was laughing so hard. We had these little party favors, and we're blowing horns, and it made a difference. Those little tiny acts of play have such an outsized benefit.
Yeah, but you know, and you go through times and seasons of it. You understand, okay, play's over. Now we got to get serious, do some work. You know, we can't do this every time, you know, but this is fun. But maybe somebody else can come up with a creative way down the road. And, you know, once a month, we're going to just, you know, have a moment of play and just, you know, have some levity and realize that, you know, people aren't dying in this process. You know, they may be in other ways, but, you know, for a moment here, it's okay to have some fun, right?
It really refills our tanks. It's how God has created us. One of the ways God has created us to refill our tanks when they're running on empty. And we see this in the life of Jesus, that Jesus could have said a lot of the things he said in just a sentence or two, but instead Jesus tells stories. Because stories light up our brain in a way that just a fact doesn't. As stories stick with us, we retell them, right? We, those of us who have spent any time in the church, all we need to hear is the opening line of, there was a man who had two sons, or there was a traveler alongside of the road, and we can fill in the rest.
So exactly.
Jesus had this playful element to his ministry that can really teach us a lot about our own.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Courtney, because I got to tell you, I am so grateful for what Dallas Jenkins and the team of Chosen have done, because they've really brought this to, you know, to the forefront in appreciating, you know, the humanity of Jesus. You know, I don't think that we really understand Jesus' sense of humor and his connection with those that he came to save. And I think we miss out so much in that. And I'm just so grateful for what Dallas and that whole series is doing. By the way, they're going to be doing a real show. I don't know if you heard or not, but I just spoke with the executive producer, Daryl Eves, and they're going to be doing a special Christmas event and a little, you know, never be seen episode. You know, it's going to lead us into the third season of Chosen, so that's going to be coming up. It's going to be a Phantom event for 2 days in November, so people should be on the lookout for that. A little sidebar.
Yeah, that reminder. That, absolutely. Yeah. I love folks who are helping us understand these stories of God in a new way, because we're a storytelling people, and stories are one way we play. It's one way we understand the world. It's one way we understand the gospel.
Exactly, and I like the idea that, again, you bring it to the reality of, you know, who created fun in the first place? You know, and we don't really think of God as a God of fun. You know, more about judgment, more about justice and that. But, you know, God, after all, created fun, didn't he?
Absolutely, and God wired our brains to light up when we enjoy something, when it's playful. We learn better through play. We learn 10 times faster on average when we do something in a playful way, whether that's with a song or with a picture or with a story, than just trying to memorize rote facts. God created us this way.
Yeah. And what does that do for relationships, Courtney?
Yeah, play really does help us connect with one another. And when we talk about kind of walking out of this pandemic as a people of faith, as church communities, I tell people our best investment as a church was not in technology or upgrades like that, but we bought a ping pong table for the church patio.
And I'll tell you what, we've got it. Let's
playing.
That's great. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Courtney Ellis after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're celebrating playfulness. I think this needs to be celebrated more often, and I appreciate the author and mom of three and ministry leader, and she's a speaker as well, as you can tell, Courtney Ellis, for the gift of her book that she's presenting to us, Happy Now, and how we can let playfulness lift your load and renew your spirit. Interesting that this book came at a time, and God has his own way of giving us inspiration to do things for the body of Christ that's going to be a blessing. I mean, little did you know going into, as you were putting this book together and the ideas coming together, that COVID was just around the corner, right?
I had no idea. I turned in the first draft March 1st, 2020.
Wow. And then here it is. And as this is playing out, you're going, it had to cause you to smile for just a moment to realize that in God's perfect timing, right?
Absolutely. I had a chance to do some revisions before it came out, and I read through it and realized these lessons are just as true as they were before the pandemic. The truth of playfulness and the way God has created us to enjoy this connection with each other, with Him, those things are true, no matter what we're living through in our daily lives.
And the fact is, in relationships, there are some people that are more prone to playfulness than others. They're part of the recipe. And we need to probably think, okay, have I exited them? Have I become so serious that I'm not leaving room for playful people in my universe?
That's such a good point. That's one of the pieces of advice I give to folks who say, I don't know where to start. I've become really serious. I've lost my joy. And I say, who do you know who is very playful? And can you ask them to invite you along when they do something? Maybe they go fly fishing, or maybe they go bird watching, or maybe they like ping pong. And can you join them? And whether or not you fall in love with the thing they do to play, watching someone else enjoy something almost always lights us up as well.
Yeah. It's worth the investment, isn't it?
It is. We've often relegated play to a luxury item, but the fact is that play is really essential to our health, to our flourishing, and to our connections with God and with one another.
Yeah, you know, a dear friend of mine, Tennessee Bob, and he and I have been joined at the hip for many, many years in ministry work and, you know, praying together for each other, for others, and that sort of thing. He recently sent me a text that just had profound impact. He reminded me that life is a team sport. And
You know, and I thought about that, and it comes up again as you and I are talking, is that who's on your team? You know, when you go to, it's like when you were a kid growing up and we were playing in the neighborhood, you know, you picked from, you know, the neighboring kids, you know, to do certain things, to accomplish certain things for depending on the type of game, whether it was baseball or basketball or whatever. Because sometimes the same person you would pick for basketball wouldn't be the same person you pick for baseball because their gifts weren't necessarily wired accordingly. They were probably better wired for basketball. So you made sure you picked them. And so as I'm realizing this, my question back was, well, who's on your team? You know, did you walk away from the team? You know, maybe you need to reassemble the team and bring it together with this new understanding that part of the makeup of your team needs to be somebody, you know, that sometimes can be a little much because maybe you're just overly serious and they're too playful. But you need to have that part of the recipe in your team, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And playing with each other also helps us appreciate each other's different gifts and different strengths. And this has been such a season of heaviness and discord and difficulty. And so play helps us remember those connections with each other that are beyond politics, that are beyond COVID,
exactly.
That are beyond the ways we've faced disagreement. You can play a game of Mafia and have a great time, even if you didn't all vote the same way. And those connections are priceless. They really are.
Yeah. Well, in part two of the book, you talk about, it's an invitation to playfulness. And the first thing I like, which rest well. I mean, it starts with, you know, being, you know, having a moment of rest. Rest is such a healing agent, isn't it?
Yes, and one of the reasons our culture has become so unhealthily serious is because we've stepped away from God's Sabbath command, the command to set everything down once a week and worship and rest, because exhausted, frazzled people will really struggle to play. So rest comes first, Sabbath comes first, worship comes first, and play flows out of that.
What a great gift that God has given us, huh? You know, the gift of rest. When I was in Israel here, gosh, I guess it's been a couple years now, what lightened my heart so much, Courtney, we were there at the wall and in prayer, and it was on the Sabbath. It was just as the Sabbath was coming in. And here the Jews came in arm in arm, and you heard them from a distance. And the volume as they came near to that center right there where we were at the wall, it just kept building. And more people were joining in. And it was so festive. You couldn't help but join in on the festiveness and the appreciation of God's gift. And this is how, you know, and as I was asking, I go, does this happen every Sabbath? This is tradition. This is how they come in and celebrate and, you know, bring in the Sabbath with praise and with celebration, this time of rest and giving glory to God. I'll tell you, it heightened my appreciation for the Sabbath all the more.
Absolutely. And to think of that happening every single week, right? It's not once a year. It's not Christmas. It's not Easter. But that constant reminder that ultimately we can rest because the work is the Lord's. The work will never be finished on our walk. On
right,
our walk,
exactly.
But it is held by the Lord in God's hands.
Amen.
Yes.
Exactly. You also say it's time to be a kid again. It's okay. We touched on this a little bit. And this is all part two of the book. So we're going to rest well, and we're going to be a kid again. It's okay to be a kid, right?
It is.
Even though it might annoy your husband or wife. Oh, by the way, I want you to know that. But that's okay.
It might get messy. You might get paint on the floor, right? Kids are messy. But when folks tell me I'm not sure how to start playing again, I miss it. I know I need it. I tell them, what did you love to do as a child? Think about what you love to do. And is there a version of that you can do as an adult? Because what happens to us as adults is we think we have to be experts at things to do them. I can't paint. I'm not good at painting. Who cares that you're not good at painting? Is it going to be fun? Can you buy some paper? Can you make a little bit of a mess? Will it bring you joy? That's okay. Whatever you love to do.
Go outside the lines. It's okay. The heck with the lines. Go outside those lines and celebrate that, right?
Yes, in art, there are no rules. Just enjoy yourself, because often we've lost that and we think we either need to monetize our habit. I'm great at baking, just want to sell these cookies. Well, now it's not fun anymore, right?
Right, exactly.
Find those things you do just for the fun of them, like kids do. Read fiction because fiction is fun, or watch the birds because the birds are interesting, or work in the garden. Whatever it is that brought you joy as a child probably is part of the key to reclaiming play in your life as an adult.
Yeah, the thing was so cool when you were a kid, you weren't on the hamster wheel of life. It's interesting. It's like, who put us on this hamster wheel of life that has us going round in circles? And as you say, you know, just pursuing something that, you know, it'll never get accomplished. I mean, there's just never enough time, because it is the Lord. The Lord says that's his job, you know. We're to be faithful in the things he's called us to, but we're not supposed to be so addicted and maniacal about it that we're missing out on, oh, yeah, the joy of the Lord. I like this other one in chapter 5 of part 2. Do useless things. And that's kind of what you were just suggesting just a moment ago. Seemingly, and it's amazing how the useless things can be very useful.
They can. And we're not going to do them because they're useful, but there's this benefit. There's this lift that happens when we engage in play that really follows us throughout the rest of our day, throughout the rest of our week. It re-energizes us. The other night, my husband and I had meetings at church. He's the pastor on our staff. And we got home and we were really tired. And he said, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to watch something on TV? And I said, you know, I think I'm going to do this Lego set that my son wanted me to build. And he's like, you're going to build Legos? And I was like, I actually think that's what I need to do right now. And it was so much fun, and it helped refill my tank. It was absolutely useless, right? My son was thrilled to have his little Lego put together. But other than that, no real benefits. But it brought me joy, and it helped me reconnect that I'm not just a person in ministry. I'm not just a mom. I'm also a person who God loves.
Right, exactly. And wired so that you can put a Lego set together. I mean, sometimes some of these Lego sets, they think parents all graduated from MIT or something.
It was not one of those. I draw the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, good for you. Yes, I got caught in one of those, and I'm going, and then my granddaughter was the one. Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize how brilliant she was. She was just putting this thing together. It's like, Dad, it's you know, granddad's no big deal. You know, she's just whipping this thing together, and I'm going, oh, and I'm brain bruised over the first page of instructions. It's incredible. About a minute left here. Yeah, exactly. That's it. And to sit there and be in awe watching my grandchildren, you know, as they develop. And I thank God for them. I mean, just it's just such a blessing. I like also that you said take off your shoes.
Yeah.
That is symbolic, isn't it? Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay to be barefoot, you know, once in a while. Also, playing small. I like playing small. Take off your shoes, play small. Huh?
Yeah. 10 seconds a day can make a huge difference. You can wash the dishes playfully.
That's it. I mean, we're not talking, you know, a full takeover of your life or finding a new hamster wheel for you to go on. This is all non-hamster wheel related, so that we can... you know, we can lift our load, as you say, Courtney Ellis. You're such a blessing. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. The book, Happy Now, Let Playfulness Lift Your Load and Renew Your Spirit, will be linked on our website. It is available in all the usual places, I take it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Audiobook and Kindle, too.
You got it. Well, God bless you. All the best to you and the family. Take care. Bye-bye.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extreme